and kick this off and get this going for the month of November. It feels kind of weird just even saying November. Wrapped up Halloween, and what do we get right into the many holiday events and traditions? We got Christmas lights that'll be coming around. Month of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's coming up. We're going to be local here, but for folks that are traveling. What's that, Mitchell?
Boating.
At least in Roddy.
That's a big deal. My wife has already given me a list of told who I'm going to vote for. I said, okay. She keeps track of everything for me. I wanted to share maybe just a quick story of what's going on in my life with big project that's going on. So engineering degree, do a bunch of project management stuff and build power plants. So I get a new, relatively new, at the beginning of the year, account with Georgia Power. So when I met them earlier this year, I would pretty much go to their power plant on a daily basis. And like this fall, we had like not to get into numbers, but it's probably close to $100 million project. So it's a big deal. We had like 250 people on site over a period of a couple months. So the project's going really well. So no one's really gotten hurt a couple first aid events. So safety's a priority, right? As we all know for this sort of things. But meeting the Georgia Power people who are going into their offices and power plants on a daily basis and trying to have my big smile on, shake hands and all that sort of stuff and get to go around their control room. And in the break room right next door, right on one of the tables there where people have coffee and sit down, I said, wait a second, there's a little book right there. What book could that be? Go a little bit closer. And it was the Bible. Well, I mean, what better way to engage in discussion and be kind of warmly talk about our Lord and Savior. So, I mean, it was a tremendous, icebreaker to say the least. But once I saw that, I felt much more at home and at ease and be able to have real discussions. So for me, I bring in my daily devotional. I keep it on my desk and I've engaged in more discussions about the Bible and scripture. And it was just kind of right off the bat. I mean, sometimes you develop relationships and professional atmosphere. Sometimes it can maybe be intimidating to talk about scripture and the Lord and application of it. But I can tell you over the past year, great group of men, and definitely share same faith and be able to talk about, not to say that we've had, daily breakfasts or anything like that, but I can tell you it has been really meaningful conversation. So very blessed to have a group of men talk about the Lord and Savior. All right, what else do we have going? So other announcement. Jim, you want to go up here and speak? Stewardship? Jim always has something in the hopper.
I said at the end, but that's okay.
At the end. Okay, understood. Good. What other announcements do we have? Eric, please go.
Two announcements.
Here we go.
First of all, Brandon, who we spoke to us last month, has now left Google and joined a company to do projects like that full time.
Wow.
So, he sampled and he enjoyed, and now that's what he's doing. I haven't heard the name of it, but the audio is not working with David, or David would be telling me this about his grandson. Second thing, Christmas concerts are right around the corner.
Yeah.
But they will have another breakfast before the Christmas concert, so I don't need to tell you that.
Annie, and of course, Steve, Bobby, to the breakfast. Yeah. Definitely appreciate all you do in setting up the breakfast and getting it going. It's always wonderful. So thank you again, guys. Great to see you. All right. So our speaker for the month of November is our most consistent virtual attendee. and he is here live and in person. So I'm looking forward to having you here and hearing from you, Bob, and getting to know you even more. To introduce Bob, we have Jim. Jim, have you? Hopefully you got queued up. I'm making sure you're.
Oh, I knew that.
Why don't you come up here, Jim, and introduce your brother-in-law here.
Morning. It's a nice
day. Good morning.
Any day that the sun eventually comes up, it's a nice day. Bob is my wife's cousin. And there's a bit of confusion. People thought it was my brother-in-law. And what's interesting about that, car guys eventually find each other in families. And he's in Grand Rapids and I'm here. And that's kind of unusual that that connection would take place. But he came down with his father to visit his father's sister, which was my mother. And we invited him to church. So they came to church with us. And I mentioned to Bob that we had this kind of neat breakfast thing. And he said, "Wow, I'm a long ways. It would be a tough commute." And I said, "Well, let's try the Zoom thing." And it was during COVID or just when it started. So he's been very active. And he sits in his facility. He owns a repair garage, automobile repair garage. It's very well known in Grand Rapids. Does a lot of old cars, but also does other kinds of cars. And he sits there with his bacon, as you've seen him online. And he said, one of these days, I'm going to come down here and have live breakfast with you guys. So he's here. And the reason why he's down here, some of you may know there's a big antique car show in Hilton this time every year. Oh, yeah. This will be our sixth car I'm taking down there. So we've been going for 6 years. And this one has been sitting in my garage since I acquired it in 1990. So it's been sitting a long time, not driven, just sitting, low mileage car. And Bob said, "Let's get that running." So he's been here for a week and working on it, and he's got it up and running. We're still waiting for a couple pieces today, but tomorrow morning is when we're supposed to have it on the trailer and be on our way. So it's been a challenge for Bob.
What kind of car?
You got to say what kind of car.
Okay. It's my wife's car, because our first car was a 63 Impala. So I found this 63 Impala has 26,000 miles. It's unrestored, red paint, red interior, always in the middle of the garage with a cover over it so it didn't fade or anything. It's a really nice car, but had run. But he's got it running already, and it's terrific. He's just got to wait for the gas tank to get back from the radiator shop where it was boiled. We've got a new sending unit. We'll be okay. So without further ado, Bob is a great guy. He's very devoted to his faith, and you'll find out about that. And always says great whenever we have a meal with him. And his family is very devoted. It's a Dutch family. You know anything about Dutch? They settled in Grand Rapids because of the furniture business, which is still there. Steelcase and other furniture companies. Yeah. And Holland. Yeah. And a little town that you probably didn't know is full of people is Clifton, New Jersey. And there used to be furniture business there many years ago. His family is from Clifton and kind of moved on. But not to steal any of his time. Bob, please come up.
Beautiful.
That's a whole lot different from up here. It's kind of nice to get out of there. I'm not a professional speaker, so I've got my crib notes here, so I might have to refer to them once in a while. I'm just not used to this sort of thing. And some of y'all are really good at it. I was actually born in Paterson, New Jersey, so I still have the R in Wash, and I say coffee quite often, that sort of thing. But my dad was an electrical engineer, went to school there, and he took a job in Grand Rapids. That's why we're in the wintry up north. I'm not a fan of snow. I'd move down here if I could, but my wife doesn't want to. So I have always played with cars. Even as a kid, we take these little pedal cars. You sit there and pedal furiously with your feet and steer around. Well, you couldn't leave that alone, so you get a braking strap and engine in the back and then rip around the neighborhood back when you could actually go on the streets, not get in trouble. So it's been my blood the whole time. My dad's cousin, or dad's uncle was a cousin, Uncle Rich. He had a service station for ages and ages, so I guess it is kind of in the blood with that. I didn't have what you call a come to God moment or come to Jesus moment, you know, where you're not in the faith and suddenly you realize that God is the best thing ever. I just grew up in the church. Always done it, you know, always believed, went to Sunday school and all that sort of thing. And it's just been a part of my life. I can't imagine life without it. It's just part of me. It's just the way it is. When you talk about come to God moments a little bit for me, I was married just shy of 8 years, my first wife, and I thought things were going good. I had a house, I had a good steady job, had a loving wife, and long and short of it, we split up, and we're friends. Yeah, and she only let me work on her cars, so you know, that's good. But I was thoroughly ticked off at God. I thought, what the same hell have you got in mind? Because I thought things were going good. Now suddenly you just yanked it all out from under me. And I was really ticked. And long and short of it, I met my current wife, Donna. We'll be married 32 years this December. We've got two kids. We've both grown. Son is in at Trine University studying to be a forensic scientist, you know, sort of in the crime labs and such. My daughter, he's 21. My daughter is 23. Just got the news last week, Friday. She went to Purdue, hence my sweatshirt, for a professional flight was her program. And so she has a professional flight major and a German major, because my wife teaches German, so that comes naturally. As of last week, Friday, she passed her final check ride, so she's hired by a Legionnaire, and this week, Saturday, she is due to report. I think it was Duluth, Minnesota, where she's her first assignment is. She'll be sitting on the right in front of an A320 airplane, so she'll be flying commercial. And she sent me a picture with her outfit. You know, you got a shirt, you got these little stripes, really fancy stripes. You got a tie, you got a little wings. I still feel like I'm just dressing up. So, you know, when my first wife left, I thought, the heck is going on? Now I'm richly blessed with a wife that loves me, makes bacon every month. I've only missed one breakfast where I didn't have bacon. Other than that, we're good. And, you just don't know what's coming up. I really, really thought the world was crashing down, and here I am doing good. I hope he's going to continue to do that. As I said before, I've always played with cars. Some people are, they're in high school, they don't know what to do. They, you know, I go to college for a year and try to figure it out. I knew I wanted to fix cars my entire life. If I could have gone from high school to fixing cars, I would have done that. But took a two-year class at community college and learned how to fix cars a little better, and that's been it. And if I didn't have fixed cars, I don't know what I'd do. Let's see. Another kind of a God moment is our kids were born, and they're 2 years apart, and Christian Ed was coming up, and we thought, gee whiz, that's a lot of money. And where I was working, it was a decent wage, but not going to get rich with it. And Christian Ed would take a big chunk out of that. And there again, God just kind of snuck it in there. A friend of mine who sells used cars said, hey, I got this. I'm looking at this building. It's got enough space for all of us. For both of us. So let's take a look at it. And I'd been working cars my whole life. I worked at the shop, and then I'd come home and work in the driveway to make ends meet. And I thought, boy, you know, that's a big step, because suddenly that is your income. That's your life. And God open this door, I guess you'd call it. And there was enough space. I had a set of tools, you know, of course. And it was incredible. We thought, okay, it'd be like, I compared it to hang glide. You know, you jump off a cliff and you hope you catch a breeze, you know, and you fly. Well, we jumped off the cliff and God just blew us right up to the sky. We have never been slow in 16 years this Thanksgiving now. In fact, we're 2 weeks behind now. If someone wants something done, it's 2 weeks plus before we can get to it. Just myself and one other guy. So, you know, he blessed us richly with the shop. It's going well. Paid for all the Christian ed. Paid for all the college so far. And it's just incredible how he brought that about. My wife knew my parents, my mom, when she was going to Grand Rapids College there at Calvin College. She knew my mom worked there, and she knew my mom and my parents before I even knew her. So it's kind of nice to find a wife that comes with parental approval. In fact, my dad said, you know, if you didn't marry her, we'd probably adopt her. So that was good. So you just don't know what he's got going. Let's see. My first shop, I worked for 22 years for this guy. And like I said, things were going good. But then the shop came along and it just exploded. A lot more work. But Donna, my wife, current wife, she has been a godsend, literally. She can take care of the business end of things. I can work the car end of things. It works out good because I'm not a numbers person. And, you know, all the taxes, the bills, you know, all that rigmarole that comes with it. Let's see. As I said, I'm kind of an old-time mechanic. I like to play with things. If I can see something's broke, you can usually figure out what's wrong and fix it. You put a computer on it, that starts to be my downfall because computers look perfectly good and yet the darn things don't work. This one hits a good swift hit. Yeah. And so that's where with Jim's cars, they're fun. It's relaxing to work on an old one. Bring it to life after sitting for a while and it's usable, drivable, and it's just plain fun. Some people, you're going on vacation and you're going to do what? You're going to work? I said, well, not really work. Let's see. I've been up north in Grand Rapids, Christian Reforming is the denomination. Been that my whole life since I was about that tall. Currently going to it's called Calvin Christian Reformed Church. My wife, there again, you know, she lived when she went to college. She was two blocks away from the church, and she went there all the time. And so when we got married, she said, let's give Calvin a try. I know all the people there. Kind of intimidating because a lot of Calvin College professors were there, and I'm not an intellectual sort of, you know, I didn't go to, you know, 4 years of college and all that. So that was a bit intimidating, but they're nice people. And I've been going there ever since, 32 years this year. I've been a deacon, currently in my third term. You get 3 years on, 3 years off, 3 years on, that sort of thing. And then my stint is up this May, I believe it is. And it's been good. It's both rewarding and frustrating. On the business end of the church, it's nice to come to church. Like, I came Sunday to Roswell, you know, and you're at the service. It's wonderful. You don't have to think about, gee, you know, the lights aren't working right. You know, somebody better fix those. That sort of thing. It's nice to just go to church, but it's good to be a deacon and see how things work. It's been my whole life, and I like it. Let's see. As far as churches go, if we didn't, you know, of course, the queue would be a killer. But I joined RUMC in a second because I've been welcomed here. y'all have been welcoming here. You go to church, you people say hi, and they're friendly. And I just feel like this is kind of my second church home. But like I said, you and butter. You know, 13 hours to get to church every Sunday, that'd be really desperate. As an example, one time I was down here buying the trailer.
Yeah.
Drove down here for a men's breakfast. I drove all day on a Wednesday just to make sure I get here for Thursday. David Hills and his wife Norma said, hey, this Saturday we got a gathering at church. It's kind of a small groups type of thing, and we do that at our church too. We got a room for a couple more people. So Jim and I went and got to know them well. Got to know David Norma quite well. Turns out they've got a place up in Michigan about 40 minutes drive from our place. So they come up there once in a while and we go out to dinner with them, or they come up to our place and we go out there to dinner. It's been great getting to know him and his wife Norma. And it's there again, it's just you just never know what's coming up. As Jim said, you know, we're hopefully going to go to Hilton Head this weekend for the car show. Hopefully God gives us good weather. Weather channel looks good. And we'll take care of us on the road. So that's kind of my life in a nutshell. Big nutshell, but, you know. Is there anything else, Kevin, that I'm missing?
Oh, goodness. Who knows?
Let me add something for Bob. About 5 years ago, and bought a car for me, the one that needed to be restored. It was in my inventory that I figured I'd get around to sometime. But he wanted to take it on. So over the last 3 years, he did a complete body off restoration on this car. Mm-hmm. It means the body's on one side of the garage, the chassis in another. He did the chassis, the engine, the transmission. Had the interior done, stripped the paint off, did the whole car, and it went to a show at the Gilmore Museum, which is a really nice museum, just outside of Grand Rapids, and it scored a 997 out of 1,000.
Wow.
Which,
wow.
First time out, that's really, really good. So, he did a beautiful job on it, was the talk of the show, really, really nice. So, but he puts his mind to something, won't get the wedge, he's going to do.
I may be subtle about it, but I will continue onward. And I look at the back of the pictures and know the car when I started. But I mean, what were you thinking? You know, it was fun. It was my COVID car, because what else do you do during COVID? Well, you go to the shop, you play on an old car. And for a while there, I was there every, between work and working on my car, I was there every day for 6 months. And you get kind of burned off, same thing all the time. So I tapered off that a little bit, but it's been fun. It's a car that looks good. It's fun. I can have fun. Yes, sir.
As Jim knows, I'm a Mustang guy.
Okay.
What's your favorite car?
Ooh. Well, currently it's the car I've got about 400 hours into. But I have had several Mustangs over my life. Convertibles, two doors, you know, that sort of thing. But boy, I like domestic. Nothing against foreigns, but I like the domestics look better. I've had probably before the Chevy, I'd probably say a Mustang, because I've had probably three or four of them and had fun with them.
Tell me about your German car.
Oh yes, I have a kind of an acquired taste.
What was the question?
Oh, German car. I have a kind of an oddball German car. Two, one is normal, one is not. One is a 66 Bug that's all done and restored. The other one, we actually went to Germany. My wife is a German teacher, and she goes every 2 years with the exchange program. And she saw this for sale and kind of shuddered and called me and said, oh, I found one. It's called a Trabant. Trabant. It's a little tiny car. It weighs a whole 1,300 pounds. So two cylinder, two stroke, mix of gas and oil. Yeah. Sitting there for sale on the streets of Berlin. And
the weed eater.
And she called me reluctantly, told me what's up. And long and short of it, we went out to Port Elizabeth, New Jersey with our then new truck. That was in 97. And a batch. And it needed a total redo also. You go like this on the paint and your hands were blue. You know, just the paint was coming apart. And it was about a 2-year project, but it's all nice and shiny and little sucker. It's about that tall. But it's kind of an oddball. You don't see them over there. You certainly don't see them over here, except the gatherings once in a while. And it's the old body style, which is even more unusual. So it's kind of a fun thing. We've got the Volkswagen parked in one stall of the garage, and then there's a cement brick wall, and then there's a Trabant. And I thought about it the other day. The Volkswagen is on the west side of my garage. Yeah. And the Trabant is on the east side. It's small. So I'm not taking the wall down. So I've got a German history sitting in my garage. So this is kind of fun. But it's, you know, you take it to a car show, nobody knows what it is, unless you've been there. So, yeah, I wouldn't say that's my favorite car, but that was kind of the most unusual and weird one I've got. You can pick it up. People grab a hold of the fender, you can pick that sucker up and move it around if you want to. It's not that heavy. You also don't go on the Mackinac Bridge with that thing because you will get probably possibly blown off. Yes, sir.
How did God bring you and Donna together?
Well, she went to Calvin College, got a teaching degree in German. She ended up moving all the way to the other side of the country to Sunnyside, Washington, where she taught at a small school where you do English, you do basketball coaching, you do all sorts of things. And she moved from there to Denver Christian for a couple of years. And then the German teacher that I had way back when at Grand Rapids Christian High, he was retiring, and she called Jim, good name of Jim.
Yeah, good.
You know, say, Jim, whenever you retire, I want to apply for your job. Mm. And she ended up getting a job, and he came back to Grand Rapids. I didn't know that, she was there. She, starting out, teaching, you don't have a lot of money and so forth. She ended up sharing an apartment with my sister and one other gal. So, they all share the expenses. It's a little more affordable. And I was newly divorced, I guess you'd call it. And they had food. And I had this thing on the table and a VCR. So I would record movies. They didn't. So I bring that over, bring a movie over, and like a stray cat, you feed it often enough, and you all come back. And that's where it started, because we're sitting on the couch watching a movie, and I look over to the left, and Donna's over there, completely asleep. This is one for me, because she doesn't stay up late, and I don't stay up late. So, she knew my parents way back when, went out to the other side of the country, came back to our city, and shared an apartment with my sister. And I tried pumping my sister for info. I said, what's up with this gal, Donna? Find out yourself. Ask her out, So that's what I did. And this sounds kind of weird, but from our first official date, where you do the classic dinner and a movie. And the movie, I kid you not, it was What About Bob? So that was our first one.
Oh.
And from that day to when I asked her to marry was 2 weeks.
Wow.
I knew, this is right. This is right. And
she's, how cross the
ground. So that was in, I'd be in trouble. I don't remember when the first date was.
You're still trying to figure out if that was going to work out or not?
Yeah.
32 years later. Yeah.
That was in March or April. Mm-hmm. And then that December we were married, and we went out to, she's from Bozeman, Montana. So we went out to Bozeman huge family. She's the youngest of seven. One of her brothers has nine kids, you know, and so forth and so on. And being Dutch, you know, you get married at Christmas time. Well, the poinsettias are up there, so, you know, there's your flowers. So it wasn't love at first sight, because when I first met her, you know, I was still married to the first wife, and she was house sitting for us when we went out to Jersey for my grandma's funeral. But from that date on, you know, when we first picked our date, it was pretty much a lie. And she could cook, and I could fix cars, so she needed car repairs. So you kind of hook them in that way. And it's worked out great ever since. She's had free car repairs her whole life now. So
back to your car thing. First car you chose, like even as a teenager or whatever, that you got to pick, what was that first car?
63 Buick Electra. And man, typical Michigan, there was a log this big under the rear seat, under the rear of the seat, so I wouldn't fall over backward. But it was a big old four-door. I mean, the thing was massive. It was, probably got about 8 miles per gallon. No, I think about it. But being Michigan, you have so much rust.
Yeah.
You can't even lift cars in the air sometimes. This one, and literally, it was about that big around it. Just a log keeping the seat up before you fall.
Through the hole.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Great.
So, that come up covers it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So we'll go ahead with our typical breakout session, Bob. Yeah, you're a tremendous man of faith. The times we've interacted here, I certainly feel and sense your presence of faith and your leadership, being a deacon, and certainly God prepares us in different ways, and the handiwork that you provide is certainly created in Christ Jesus, and he prepared good works in advance for you to go do. And certainly, as Jim attests, I do want to see some pictures on these cars, though. I want to see that. I can imagine they're such magnificent pieces. But to your point, in our faith journey and in God's will, you know, I think for the question here, like just to pose out here for a couple minutes here, you know, where in your life, maybe you've been challenged by God of really understanding your will and God's will and his plan for you, and how have we responded with that? So I would say maybe, hey, let's just take a few minutes, 4 minutes, maybe talk as a table, and we'll reconvene here in about, let's see, according to my watch, I'll say 7:52. So that's 4 minutes. Very precise.
David, can you hear us?
I sent you a few pictures.
Okay.
We don't do that very often.
What's the power
mode a little bit? David, I think you're muted.
That'd be wonderful. If he does a video, they'll need some of that. Maybe to put in the
I think I can hear you now, David.
Oh, really?
Me? You?
Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah, Scott. Yeah, I know that one, but I was just want to make sure if you're
a little bit.
Yeah, of course. A great,
yeah, after. Probably hearing Jason and Kevin talk about the promo video. That's all right.
Yes.
All right, hold on.
Yes, I like that. That's not the one you want.
Oh, back it up here. So, David, were you surprised that Brandon has stepped out of Google into the back into the world with the rest of us?
I wasn't totally surprised. I knew that eventually his plan was to leave Google and get involved with some project that was benefiting mankind in some way.
He said quite the journey.
Yeah.
I guess Mark and Chahia living abroad, do you feel like that transformed both of their kids in a way that they're going to always go their own path? They're not going to pick the path that maybe everybody else around them picks.
Yeah, and even when Mark and Chihi have been here in Roswell, they've been involved with internationals who are relocating and that sort of thing. So it's been kind of a steady part of their family activity.
David, I'll tell you, Brendan has been always been one of my just hate to say favorite kids, but golly, I've been since he was probably ninth grade. You could just sense he's always had. Well, when did they move back? When? How was he when they came back? Do you remember?
Well, when they came, they were away for 4 years. They were two years in Jordan and 2 years in Malaysia.
Yeah. He was in high school, I think they moved back, yeah.
Yeah, during part of that time, he was going to Harvard, so he wasn't always with
him. Oh, no, second run, that's right. And I tell that story, too. Oh, my gosh. That he gets accepted to Harvard, he has to tell Harvard, no, thanks, I'm going away. And they just, like, salivate more. Like, they just want him more. Like, you know, who can do that? But he just like, no, I'm good, thanks. I'm going to go with my family instead. And they just, we'll be here when you get back. So yeah, that's just and they, great story. They were, oh yeah, absolutely.
And
they wanted even more because that's what they look for, right? And so what a great kid. Yeah, he's such a good guy.
Yeah,
when he was here, I had another meeting that morning, but yeah, I did get to see Mark about a month ago or so at the grocery store. I don't know, he's in a year. I don't think it was whatever, but I got to talk about him a little bit. So it's good. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember when you introduced him in the sanctuary for high school graduation and you gave off a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
and it was a great, great summary. And you added a couple of colorful things as you normally do. You know, hey, this is what it says here. He runs the church.
Yeah.
It's funny.
He just is. Great kid. Greg is. Great man.
Yeah.
But he was very influential here. Especially in all the music stuff, worship art stuff.
Yeah.
He was glue a lot of times.
All right, 20 seconds.
Here we go.
All right, I'm just going to go around the tables and have a report out and also include if you have any other prayers, praises, other things going on. So usually I start to the left. I'm going to start to the right over here. I'll go in the back right. Barney, I'm making eye contact with you, so you're up.
Our table talked about how we met our white life mates. And so we had some interesting stories on how we got together.
Years you've been married, Barney. 68. Any other special details you want to share?
Other than the fact that my wife played just because I sold her a yearbook that I've been selling her a bill of goods for the other 58 years.
I'm sure there's some more hidden colorful commentary. Any other prayers, praises?
We're okay.
We can.
Everybody's happy at this table.
Hey, wow. Bar set high. Come into the left, Craig. I'm making eye contact with you.
We ended up talking about cars.
There we go.
We talked about the Savoy Museum as a place that has magnificent cars. And it's just a great place to go. And so it brought back some nostalgia about our car.
It's pretty neat.
They talked about a tour, same tour that we talked about. They'd like to maybe put together a tour over there.
Yep.
For the whole mission, for the men's breakfast club.
That'd be fun. Jim, add that to your list of things. We're going to lead us.
I don't know what tour.
I can help put that together, but I was with their table, so I don't know what these guys thought. What did you guys talk about?
Cars. This may turn into the car club.
We're talking about cars and what else?
Fast cars, fast
intricacies of those things that like change a headlight bulb or spark plugs, and how difficult it is. And I think it's $200 to six spark plugs changed 2 weeks ago, or 6 weeks ago, and it's a different world. And Bob says he goes into the office or his place and he just looks in the car. He goes,
Well, certainly enjoyed reflecting on cars. Any other prayers or praises in the room to share?
I just want to express thankfulness to God because we ran away to Baltimore to take a cruise back in late September, and we were up around Commerce, Georgia, and we got nailed by a guy in a pickup truck and hit us so hard in our traverse that his left front wheel broke off, and he wound up on his side. We were still sitting there, and if he had hit us on the passenger side, he'd be farther forward. My wife would have been dead.
Wow.
So she got transported to this hospital with a head injury, but she's fine now. But we looked at the accident scene and the situation, and we were very, very lucky and very blessed to still be here and back together. So
for sure.
I think about that some days. I wake up in the middle of the night and I go, wow, that was providential if you made it.
Yeah.
So, and we were ever thankful.
We need to keep Ernie Bond here. Right?
Yeah, Ernie. I mean,
he's one of us.
Park and
Eric, yeah, go ahead.
We got back-to-back men's retreat weekends this next weekend coming up tomorrow and then a week from now. And men who've been at being trained for a year are going through sort of a graduation exercise, and we've got confirmands that have seen a mixture of, you know, Jason plus Ben now being confirmed this weekend. It's just a glorious time to see what's going on in the church. So ask for prayers that things go smoothly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's special. Jim, why don't you come up here now, and then Bob, if you'd be so kind to close us out in a prayer after that.
Okay, thank you.
They didn't want to do this before Bob's great talk, and that would have kind of taken the excitement out of it. But, anyway, this is not about the Commons, so relax. Calm down. But for some reason, I happened to be walking past an open door and got volunteered into the stewardship program this year. And so y'all know me, you know, that I seem to get involved in these things. I don't know why. Hopefully you've noticed our 2023 program, which we promoted, where we're trying to get everybody to get on the team. It's a sports, kind of a sports analogy. And you probably noticed, hopefully you've noticed, that some of Tom's sermons have always had a little sports analogy. If you haven't paid attention, you know, take a look, because that's what we've been trying to do. You know, it's one thing to be a fan and remember the nice dinner that we had, where we talked about being a fan and being a player, being a member. So this year's program has a real sports feel about it. Many of you have read or heard about being a fan. And being a fan is a good thing. But just like with any sports team, being a team member is a completely different experience. Tom's been talking about teams and level of teamwork here at RUMC has developed over the years and how active our teams are right now. These areas are not new to any of you. But job networking and preschool and Sunday school and youth programs, Feeding the Hungry, Family Promise, SEL, there's so many others that you know about. And these are all separate teams within one big team. So are you a fan or are you a team member? It's easy to watch what happens and help a little bit. We started doing this when the Braves were doing really well. So It didn't work out really well. But for me, the high point was the Phillies didn't win either. But we all need to be we all need to be members, team members. So get involved, contribute your time, talents, skills, and money. These are the promises that we make every Sunday or every other Sunday. You see people join the church, and we all agree that that's what we're going to do, but not everybody does all those things. Now's the time to step out of the field and get in the game. This happens once a year. So please review. You're going to see, if you haven't already, please review the individually developed estimate of giving letter that's been carefully designed and based on your much appreciated history of giving. It's the first time we've ever done this, where we've researched how you've given over the years. So it's like a preformed, personalized, rather than just a card. So if you haven't seen it, you will shortly. And we hope that you will carefully consider how you and your family can add your little, our little, to God's much and help meet the budget objectives and continue to grow. You've heard us say this before, but RUFC is one of the only churches growing in our district. The others are stagnant or shrinking, and you know what happens at some of the other churches. But come by some weekday and see all the activities that are going on in the church. Many of you are here during the week, and you know that. The people help with the food service and so on and so forth. You'll be surprised, but be sure to come to our first Christmas tree lighting in the Commons. It's going to be a big deal, and it'll be written up, and you'll want to be here for that. Come to church on November 12th, ready to join in and bring your team membership card, that's what we're going to call this, down to the altar. We know we all support and love you for your commitment to the church. So I have some cards just as an example so you can see what it looks like. And I appreciate your time. So.
Appreciate it, John. Thanks, Jim.
Can I have a comment?
Yes.
Guys, I'm on the building team in the facility, have been for the last 25 years. Let me share with you. Running this property is big business, and it needs big support. In about 3 months, we'll be putting new air conditioning system onto the Dodd. Air conditioning, if you're not aware of it, is going through a tremendous changeover. Prices have gone up, efficiency has gone up, delivery has been delayed. It's just a new ballgame. But I want to share with you that $500,000 is going on to the roof at the Don in February. And the church has to basically support that kind of situation with a $60 million project. So it does take a lot of manly support and a lot of teamwork. So just be aware of the realities that we face. Just being members of this big business.
It's been a long week.
I'd like to borrow Tom was saying about her. Take our little with God's much. I use that. I stole it. I had to give a spiel for some cause of the day and a lot of people like it. So I take that up north and I kind of work it in whenever I have to. So people like it. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this group of men. Thank you that we all get along good, all the different types of opinions, but we're all your children. Thank you that you have blessed us so incredibly richly with the many, many things you have done for us. Some things we just don't even know about, but we need to take the time to say thank you to you personally. Be with us as we go through our days. Be with us this weekend as some of us travel, some of us are at home. Keep us safe and help us to do all to your honor and glory. Help us to show others that through our thoughts, actions, and deeds that we are your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.